DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all.
US Vice President wins support of enough delegates for Democrat candidacy and results due of ballot of Aer Lingus pilots. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Kamala Harris says she has the backing of enough delegates within the Democratic Party to secure its nomination to run in November's presidential election. The US Vice President has delivered her first pitch to be the Democrats' nominee for president after Joe Biden pulled out of the race. Speaking to campaign staff in Delaware, she said she intended to win the nomination and to win. She also took aim at Republican candidate Donald Trump, saying he wanted to take America backwards, and she referenced her time working as a prosecutor.
I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators who abused women. Fraudsters who ripped off consumers. Cheaters who broke the rules for their own gain. So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
President Joe Biden called in to campaign headquarters to give a surprise boost to Kamala Harris. The vice president has been addressing delegates in Delaware, telling them she intends to earn the Democrat Party's nomination. Before her speech, her boss made an unexpected phone call to her staff.
The name has changed at the top of the ticket, but the mission hasn't changed at all. And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as campaigning.
Gabe Amo, a Democrat congressman from Rhode Island, gave Kamala Harris his full backing.
Look, if I were making the analysis here, I would say she has mobilized quickly and made it clear that she is well positioned to win this nomination. And I, like many of my colleagues in the House, am excited and enthusiastic about supporting her.
To other news now, and the outcome of a ballot on a pay recommendation for pilots at Aer Lingus will be revealed this morning. The IALPA executive recommended acceptance of Labour Court proposals, which included a 17.75% pay rise over a 4-year period. 2 weeks of industrial action by pilots led to the cancellation of 610 flights. The electronic vote began last Thursday. It closes this morning. Editor of Travel Extra, Owen Corrie, is expecting an overwhelming acceptance by pilots.
It's absolutely certain IALPA will confirm that they're happy with the Labour Court recommendation. It was recommended by the executive, and the history of IALPA is of backing what the executive recommends. It will bring an end to all the uncertainty that has resulted from the dispute between Aer Lingus and its pilots.
The Garda Representative Association will meet with senior Garda management today over concerns faced by members during unrest in Coolock. The GRA says frontline Gardaí are not being adequately protected as tensions persist in the area where there are plans to house international protection applicants. The GRA president, Mark O'Mara, says they'll be highlighting a number of concerns about the policing at the former Crown Paints site.
We will be raising a number of issues of concern regarding our members following and in the aftermath of the riots and public order incidents and criminal damage over the weekend, particularly referring to Coolock, where a number of our members were injured and we believe have a concern over health and safety matters and proper uniform equipment and training.
We're being warned of a hidden pandemic of online sexual abuse. The Internet Watch Foundation says it's seen a spike in self-generated child abuse images where a young person is encouraged by someone online to take explicit photos. The group, which operates globally, says it found 275,000 sites last year, with 92% of them containing X-rated selfies. Tasman McNally from the organisation says it's a growing problem.
There are criminals who will use the internet to get in contact with our children to groom them, to exploit them, to blackmail them. That is not the child's fault.
The Dáirt turns 40 today. The green electric trains have become synonymous with Dublin life. Initially, the Dublin area rapid transit line ran between Howth in Dublin and Bray in Wicklow before an extension to Malahide and Greystones. These people say they enjoy using the Dáirt service.
Yeah, I use the Dáirt nearly every day. Quite enough, yeah. I've never had any trouble on the Dáirt before a train in my life. Yeah, happy birthday to the Dáirt.
I don't use it that much now because I drive, like, so I wouldn't be one for two. But I do use it every now and again.
In entertainment news, more than 18 million fans travelled across the UK to see high-profile music artists in 2023. A new report by UK Music found it's an increase of 36% on the year before. Tours including Beyoncé and Harry Styles and festivals like Glastonbury and Boomtown contributed to the figures. And in sport, in GAA, tens of thousands of fans turned out on the Fair Green in Ennis last night to welcome home the triumphant Clare Hurlers. They arrived by open-top bus, bringing back the Liam McCarthy Cup for just the fifth time in the county's history. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.